I'm Sylvia Maria Gross.
And I'm Susan Wilson. KC Currents is KCUR's weekly magazine show. We bring you voices, stories, and sound, and take you to neighborhoods around the region. A Western Missouri-based educational program was the lure to bring President Obama to speak in Warrensburg last week. The president said so directly in his address at the University of Central Missouri. KCUR's Dan Verbeck heard the speech and talked with some originators of what's known as the Missouri Innovation Campus.
The president described the program as a jobs creator that speeds education for young people without leaving them saddled with student loan debt upon graduation.
That is why I wanted to highlight what's happening here at University of Central Missouri. Because you guys are doing some things right.
It began as a collaboration between Metropolitan Community College and a high school and some local businesses. It grew to include the university at Warrensburg and an accelerated college degree for students taking part. Mark James is the MCC chancellor. We talked outside the hall minutes after the president concluded his remarks. There were a lot of people around, and it was a little noisy.
When we got the word that what we were doing with the Missouri Innovation Campus had attracted the attention of the President of the United States, yes, it was a wow moment. We were so excited about the efforts that our faculty had put into it and our leadership team had put into it. And really, all along it was designed to try to do something new and unique that would be helpful to students. And so for the President, the White House, to take notice of that and choose to tout that in part of his comments, certainly we're very excited about that.
It sounds as though he would like to replicate this in a lot of other places around the country. Would they be surprised that it might be a little more difficult than they anticipate, or maybe it's not? Can it easily be done?
Well, it can be done. The easy part, maybe not. And what I mean by that is how we've been successful is that the key partners all left their egos at the door and focused on what's the best thing we can do for these students. And so when you have the Lee Summit R7 School District leadership committed to this, Metropolitan Community College committed to this, and the University of Central Missouri committed to this, those are three key educational ingredients, but none of this could happen without the business partners' commitment as well. And so that's where the challenge lies, is getting the excitement and the commitment of business partners. This needs to make sense for them from a business perspective. You know, how is this going to help their bottom line? And we are so fortunate here in Kansas City that we have these leaders in technology industries and the health industry who readily saw that this is a way to really help build tomorrow's workforce and do it now.
If it really takes off, will we wind up with a whole generation of people who are technically pure and are really good at doing that kind of jobs, but that's about all they can do?
Now the thing is, while these first cohort groups are focused on technology kinds of jobs and a health-related job, these students are taking their general education requirements like any other college degree. So they're taking those, the English and the math and the what have you, because to get an associate's degree with us, with Metropolitan Community College, and to get their bachelor's degree through University of Central Missouri, they are having to get that well-rounded education.
Not that narrow technical education that people used to talk about years ago.
Not the narrow. Now, obviously they're getting an opportunity to really get exposed in very different ways to the narrow technology pieces and actually be able to work in those industries in paid internships while being students. But that's not at the expense of a well-rounded general education that's going to develop, you know, both sides of that brain to help develop the critical thinking.
Chancellor James talked about the importance of getting businesses involved. Those firms include St. Luke's Health Systems, KCP&L, several engineering companies, and Cerner. Laura Evans directs talent development for that company. She said the genesis of the Innovation Campus left out the college degree component at first until UCM president Charles Ambrose got involved.
I think there are multiple pathways to get the well-rounded education that we think of. And today's student doesn't have a lot of patience for subject matter that feels irrelevant. And one of the things that helps them make that connection is work in a work environment where they see how the math, how the technology, how the more difficult academic classes help them accomplish the purposes at work. So I do think that this, it's just you're approaching things in a different order in a lot of ways. You're doing it more hands-on up front, and that keeps them engaged, and then they start to make those connections, and they also start to ask the questions, why? Why does this hands-on stuff work the way it does? So it goes beyond the I can be the mechanic to, well, really, how does this work, and how could I make it work differently? That's
and,
my take.
And they can see immediately, or almost immediately, that they can make a pretty good wage.
Absolutely. Right. And they do, and that's probably the risk, that you help them understand that, you know, just learning the first layer gets you a good wage, but the long-term wage growth comes from going deeper, getting that broader critical thinking piece in addition to the pure technical hands-on skills that you think of in a career in technology field.
As you say, that instant gratification for the young is pretty appealing to stick around for the better benefits down the line.
It is. But you know what's interesting? If you watch the interns, at least in our organization, they have a network of peers of all ages, and that network, their managers, the other people on their team, they're quick to help them understand both the short-term and the long-term options that they have and what consequences there might be if they sort of say, yeah, this is good enough. And I find that the network that they develop and the professional coaching and mentoring that they get is probably helping them fully develop as much as any classroom component or the actual hands-on work that they do, as you might imagine.
Laura Evans, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
The MIC, the Innovation Campus Program, takes its beginning high school students from all three Lee Summit High Schools and seven other districts. For KC Currents, I'm Dan Verbeck, KCUR News.